well with 4:39 left in the second quarter as Kenton Bowerman with a 3-yard touchdown run. He also gets the 2-point conversion to put Deckerville up by 4 points there. So a battle there as well. And where else looks like we have Lake City beating Breckenridge 6-0 sometime in the second quarter. Actually, at halftime, leading Breckenridge 6-0. The winner of Pahuam West Philly and Lakers goes on to play that one. And, of course, last night, no word yet on the North Huron game. They're in Portland taking on St. Patrick there. No updates we're getting from that one at all. And the winner of that one, North Huron and Portland St. Patrick, will take on Crystal Falls Forest Park, who defeated Pickford last night.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear what's going on in that North Huron game. So if somebody knows, please let us know. Otherwise, Deckerville in a battle there with Bellevue and keeping an eye on our eight-player teams there. They're doing well so far. Again, if somebody knows anything about North Huron, let us know. But we're hoping Lakers here at this game can get things turned around a little bit, get some offense going. The defense hasn't been too bad, really. This offense of Pahuam West Philly certainly has the capability of scoring points in a hurry.
As far as third down conversion rates go, Pahuam West Philly has 4 attempts, 2 conversions. Lakers, 7 third downs they've faced, and they've only converted on 3 of them. That seems to be your tipping point right there. As otherwise, the stats not too drastic in one favor or one direction. It's just Pahuam West Philly is shutting down at the Laker run offense so far.
Lakers also failed to convert on 4th down twice already in this game, too, and that's kind of left poor field position. But again, I don't think Lakers' defense has been that bad. They've really taken away a lot of the running game outside of one big run. They've really negated the running game, but what they've done to help prevent the run has sacrificed in the pass coverage. They had a couple opportunities that are doing well, but they got penalized, a big pass interference call on third down that gave Pahuam West Philly a first down on 3rd and 9 or 3rd and 10. So a few breaks have gone the right way, but if you're going to be asked to cover these receivers in one-on-one coverage, if you're Lakers, that's fine, but you have to react. When your receiver changes his route, you have to too, and you have to locate the football or at least turn to the quarterback. And if you do, you locate the football. Not only do you have a better chance of making a play on it, whether it be knocking it down or picking it off, at least you won't get penalized most of the time because you have the right to try and take away that football.
It's time for a short break. When we return in 3 minutes, we'll have your second half action as the Pahuam West Philly Pirates lead the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 14-0 after 2 quarters in the regional championship in Division 7 football right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Veterans Day is set aside to honor all veterans for their patriotism, sacrifice, and courage. Please join Bayport State Bank employees and board of directors as we say thank you to our American soldiers, not only in remembering those who died in service to our country, but in recognition to those who continue to serve today. Thank you.
On November 11th, we will commemorate our soldiers' bravery and selfless efforts in securing our freedoms. And in honor of Veterans Day, Bayport State Bank's offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe will be closed on November 11th. Bayport State Bank, member FDIC.
Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin of Pigeon support our schools and our athletes. Pigeon Telephone is your local telephone company serving Pigeon and Sandpoint residents. Now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company, Sandpoint residents. You can switch right now, keep your same phone number, and get a wider local calling area. Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon is everyone's favorite stop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're open 7 days a week with lunch and dinner specials and great prices too. Stop in Tuesdays for Mexican Fiesta Night. Thursdays are Oriental Stir Fry Night. Fridays they have an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And Sunday is their famous breakfast buffet. Hard Joe's Ben Franklin in Pigeon is your local crafting, supplies, and project store. Projects like knitting, scrapbooking, crocheting, sewing, and crafting. With fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more, you're sure to find everything you need. That's Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all of Pigeon.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
So come on, all your craft fans.
So come on, all your craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi from Harjo's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon.
We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more.
You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
And on to the second act as Pawan Westphalia leads 14-0 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers through 24 minutes of play. And Pawan Westphalia won the toss to begin this game, elected to defer to the second half, so Lakers will be kicking off to Pawan Westphalia to start the third quarter. Dave Hanson, any thoughts here before we kick off?
Well, that's an important note to make, because now if Pawan Westphalia comes out on this first drive and goes down the field and scores, it's really, really tough to come back from a three-score deficit at any point in the game, let alone with only a half to play or less. So they're going to come out of the half here really reaming on your offense, trying to get them going. But in all essence of the world, they got to get out here and get their defense to come up with a stop of some kind. And their quarterback, he's very good. Jimmy Lehman throws a very nice ball, but it's all timing routes. Everything is predictated. They know when the ball is getting thrown, and it's all timing stuff. And if a receiver were to fall down, or if a defensive back was able to kind of start taking a few more chances and guess, there's some interceptions to be had out there. But they're going to have to do, in my opinion, Lakers is going to have to keep Brennan Wisner on the line of scrimmage for first down, help with the run, and then on second, third down, you're almost going to have him back in pass coverage, reading the quarterback. Again, he's not looking off these receivers. He's staring down a receiver and throwing it right at him.
And the kick comes down to about the 15-yard line, brought in by Pawan Westphalia all the way out before the first contact at the 31-yard line. And that's where they're going to say forward progress has stopped. So Pawan Westphalia will start at their own 31-yard line, left or right across your radio. First and 10 for the Pawan Westphalia Pirates, leading 14-0.
Lakers coverage team does a pretty good job. The 31-yard line is where Pawan Westphalia will start. And Lakers defense, after a rested halftime break, will come out and try and force a three and out of some kind and stop these Pawan Westphalia Pirates and get their offense a chance on the field.
First and 10 from the 31-yard line, receiver wide each way, and it's going to be a handoff up the middle between the tackles and gets out for maybe a yard out to the 32-yard line. There is a white jersey somewhere there. That'd be number 23, Justin Pohl, your fullback, out for 1 yard. Second down, 9 to go. Tackle made by Troy Chapel.
Yep, number 23, Justin Pohl, gets the first carry. He also returned the kick on that kickoff. Not much happening there. Same old good job by Lakers defense, not allowing the running game to get going. A 1 or 2 yard gain.
Pawan Westphalia comes to the line, receiver wide each way. Lehman in the shotgun, running back on either side of him. And he's going to hand it off to Pohl again. This one's same outcome, maybe no gain on this one, out of the 32-yard line, as there was contact all over the place. James Dube blew that play up for no gain. Third down, 9 to go for Pawan Westphalia.
Well done by the front seven of Lakers. James Dubes was able to stop Pohl. They run the same running play. Very conservative running play for Pawan Westphalia. But now when they got third and 9 or so coming up, here's where, if I'm Lakers defensive backfield, I'm putting Brennan Wisner back here and in the secondary and having him read the quarterback. But instead, they're going to put Wisner one-on-one with their best receiver and leave no secondary help. It's one-on-one everywhere.
And the pass downfield, and it's caught just out on the other side of the first down marker by number 15, Bryce Thalen. And that is enough to move the chains, a 10-yard reception when they needed 9. And Dave, I'm just being, it's not Justin Pohl, it's actually number 29, Hunter Worth, with those two carries.
Very good. On that pass play there, Lakers one-on-one coverage. It's press coverage, but they're trying to create contact. And these Pirates of Pawan Westphalia are just crossing each other. And if Lakers secondary doesn't cross as well, you got a wide open receiver, and Bryce Thalen's able to haul it in.
And throwing downfield, it has a receiver at the 50-yard line caught. The Lakers secondary scoops him up there. Flag flies in the backfield. Back at the 38-yard line.
It's a pretty easy one there. I think he's going to get nailed for roughing the passer. I'm not sure if that was Brady Smith or Jake Kretschmer, but nonetheless.
Face mask against Pawan Westphalia.
Oh, okay. I thought for certainly it, Jimmy.
Holy cow. So